This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Housekeepers in Chicago recently seized on the Weinstein allegations to celebrate passage of a city council bill that would require hotels to provide them with panic buttons so that they can summon help. Seattle has a similar measure, and New York City's biggest hotel operators agreed in 2012 to provide unionized workers with panic buttons after a housekeeper there said that she'd been sexually assaulted. The Murder Accountability Project, MAP, has built a database of 751,795 murders in the U.S. since 1976, which is 27,000 more than the FBI has recorded. In 1965, a killing led to an arrest 92% of the time. In 2016, the number was slightly less than 60%, the lowest rate since records were kept. Airlines made more than $82 billion in ancillary revenue, fees from passengers, and other payments from partners like credit card companies and hotels in 2017. As the economic crisis in Venezuela began to intensify in 2015 and 16, the number of cases of severe malnutrition at the nation's leading pediatric health center in Caracas more than tripled, according to doctors. New York is considering increasing the number of street vendor permits by 330% over 10 years, above the current 5,100, allowing more than 16,000 vendors. World Bank says that by 2019, it would end all financial support for oil and gas exploration due to concerns over climate change. The owner of the NFL's Carolina Panthers has announced that he will sell the team after the season while facing investigation by the league on sexual harassment claims. Wall Street Journal NBC poll on the 2018 election indicate that 50% of the voters polled want Democrats to control Congress and only 39% want Republicans to continue control. The same poll found that 18 to 34-year-olds favor the Democrats by 48-point margin, 69% to 21%. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.